you would, turn your books to the book of Ezra, the third chapter. Thankful for what I feel in my heart today. Thankful to be saved by the grace of God. Couldn't even sleep last night. Not even one little bit. I think maybe I got maybe an hour. I was just, God kept waking me up left and right. And I woke up and I remember at 6 a.m. this morning around that time. At that point, just tears were just falling upon standing Andrew Manessis was on the couch. We're sitting there, and I was just thinking about the grace of God and everything He's done in my life, and how I couldn't even begin to repay anything that He's done. Most of all, just because I'm saved by the grace of God. Today, I felt like reading this. God stirred me up this week with this scripture. I just want to be obedient to the Spirit of God this morning. But in the book of Ezra, the third chapter, in the first verse, it says, "And when the seventh month was come, and the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered themselves together as one man in Jerusalem." That's kind of how we are today, isn't it? We're gathered as one man, one mind and one accord, looking toward something that God set up because we've got a hope that's within us that lets us know that we're going to the other side. And it says, "Then stood up Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brother the priest, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brother in the middle of the altar of God of Israel to offer burnt offerings thereon, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. And they set the altar upon the bases, for fear was on them because of the people of those countries. And they offered burnt offerings thereon unto the Lord, even burnt offerings according and morning and evening. They kept also the Feast of Tabernacles, as it is written, and offered the daily burnt offerings by number, according to the custom, as a duty of every day required. And afterward, offer the continual burnt offering both of the new moons and of all the set feasts of the Lord that were consecrated, and of everyone that willingly offered a freewill offering unto the Lord from the first day of the seventh month began they to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord. But the foundation of the temple of the Lord was not yet laid." You can be seated. That's what we felt like reading. But the thought that God stirred up in my heart was the foundation of the temple of the Lord was not yet laid. I began to think about the Old Testament and think about the saints of God. And I began to think about Adam and how he walked with God in the Garden of Eden. But I'm telling you today that I'm more blessed than Adam, because at that point the foundation was not laid. I'm more blessed than Abraham was in his life, because he was dying in faith, but the foundation was not laid. And you go and look at all the stories, how Daniel was over there and he was in the lion's den, how God delivered him, but yet the foundation was not laid. Today I'm blessed because the foundation is laid. I began to think about that. Remember how Peter was over there in the second chapter of the books of Acts, and he said, "This same stone that the builders rejected, it's the same one that's become the chief head of the corner. Today, the foundation is laid upon Jesus Christ and the church. It's built on that rock, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it." I'm so thankful that the foundation's laid. I'm more blessed today. Remember how in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, it said faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtain a good report. Today, it said in there, it said that they died in faith, looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. But today, I'm going to tell you that I'm blessed because I'm part of that city. Wow! I'm thankful that I'm part of the city of God. John saw a city coming down from heaven, a new Jerusalem. I'm in it.
I'm in it. I'm in it today because I'm saved by God's marvelous grace. Woo.
I'm so thankful that I'm part of this city. I'm so thankful. They began over there. They had altars. They had sacrifices. See this altar? If you come up here, it doesn't mean you have to have something wrong in your life to come to the altar. We need to use the altar. They had offerings. They were supposed to give daily. Then they had offerings. They were supposed to give of free will. They gave those. And yet the foundation wasn't even laid. We need to give some thanks offerings to God and some peace offerings to God and free will offerings to God, because the foundation is laid. While Paul wrote over there, said, whatever you build on this foundation, whether it be wood, hay, precious stone, stubble, silver, gold, it shall be tried by fire. One day, my works, they were tried by fire, Brother Donald. They were tried, and they weren't worth nothing. My righteousness was as filthy rags. My good works were nothing. I needed a Savior. I needed the Rock. He asked Peter, said, Peter, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? He says, some say Elias or John the Baptist or one of the prophets. He said, Peter, who do you say that I am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Why? He was standing on the foundation. Amen. He was standing on a firm rock, one that couldn't move, and the gates of hell are prevailing. Boy, are you not in this city today? Are you not in this thing? I'm telling you, the foundation was laid. It was set up way before, at the beginning of the world, but it was laid on Calvary's cross when he died and rose again. And because of that, we're able to have life. Because of that, the church is set up. And today, if you're not saved, come and get it.
Amen.
I'm thankful I'm in a city. One of the other preachers, come on, I'm done.
Sure desire your heart. Hey, amen. Your prayers. Our heart is just so full. And, amen. Just thankful for what God has done. And we just give God the praise. Amen. A little bit of the thought the brother was hitting right all over me. Amen. Each and every night. Boy, I'm so blessed, amen, for this wonderful camp meeting service. I hope and pray in that you ain't got nothing that you're taking home in that. Amen. If you got something that you're taking home in that, amen, that's not good. You need to get it all off. Boy, we all the time saying that we want to get back in that right to the roots. Amen, of worshiping God. Well, friend, I'm going to tell you like this. It starts right now. It starts right now being honest with ourselves. Amen, it starts, Donald, at an old-time altar of the Lord. Amen. I'm not ashamed of getting on the altar. I'm not ashamed when God convicts my heart and shows me that I need to pray. Why, praise God, Roger. That's where He can help me. That's where He can help us. Amen. If you all pray a little bit, turn your Bibles over in the book of Psalms. Amen. The 25th chapter. And we'll try to just obey God. But there's four steps. And it goes right along what the brother was saying about. There's things that we've got to do. Amen. To get built back up to where we need to be. I'm talking about the church member. I'm talking about the lost person. Friend, let me tell you, do not neglect what God has given us today. Amen. We should count it an honor. We should count it a praise that we can come, Brother Stephen, and lift him up. Amen.
amen, it is said. Let's go to the four corners of the world and compel them to come in. And whose duty is that? Church, it's the church. It's us. Amen. But now here's the thing. There's things that we need to do, and we need to obey God. If y'all stand with your, amen, to your feet as the reading of God's word. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in the truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and the loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not of the sins of my youth, nor my transgression, according to the mercy. Remember thou me for the goodness sake. Oh Lord, what, do you see what is happening here? What David is saying, and he has come to an altar. He has come to the place, and amen, Brother Roger, that he is realizing, amen, he is desperate. Live without the blessings of God. And friend, listen, the only help to be in that shape is unto the altar of God. He said, amen, 8th verse, good and upright is the Lord thereof. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. Amen. I get taught each and every day. Amen. 9th verse. The meek will he guide in the judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimony. Here's where I want to get to. For the Lord, for the name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. You can be seated. I believe each and every one of us gathered here throughout this week and have people, amen, that's lost in our lives and our families and our co-workers and all. And there's folks that need to get right. Boy, we see them come in at times, and then we see them turn around and run out. But friend, here it is today. I have a direction, Brother Pastor, in my heart. Without a doubt, I know where I'm headed, and I know what I believe in. Friend, do you know the direction of the Lord? Without a doubt, amen. Amen. But if sin enters in, and we must, amen, acknowledge what's going on. Only you know, and these other pastors and these other preachers, lay members alike, and amen, and they can't fix it for you, and they can't help you with it, but they can pray with you. And friend, it's up to you, and you must acknowledge what's going on in your life. So number one thing, and amen, you're going to have to clear the pathway. Amen. All throughout this week, if you're listening to the word that was preached, and it's talking about getting things and fixed in your heart, things fixed in your life, and that it must start at your house and before it comes to your church. And friend, I'm going to say like this, and what you've got to do, and you've got to clear the pathway and get things out of your heart and get things out of your life, and that's not godly. Amen. That goes right down to the church member. Amen. You're going to have to get things in that's not good out of your heart, out of your life. That's what David had to do. He had sin, and Brother Stephen, in his life, and he had to get it to the altar. Friend, I'm going to tell you, nowhere in here it's chosen that God does bless over sin. And if it's not under the blood, friend, we've got Jesus. Amen. 1 John chapter 1. He said in the 5th verse, 1 John chapter 1, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Friend, if you're in darkness today, if you've been in darkness for this whole week, and if you've been in darkness in the last month, and you need to check the source in your life. And it said, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship. Why, praise God. I am so thankful, Brother Roger, that we can join together in this fellowship camp meeting without jealousy and without striving. Why, praise God, it's all about the Lord Jesus. Boy, if we're going to get along in heaven, and we better get along here. The prison is, and there's too many folks, and that's got blocks in their pathway. Because their eyes are on the world. Here it is on this Saturday morning. And folks would rather be at the ball field, maybe at the lake, and maybe somewhere else, and than praising God. What? Because it's not at their church. Hey, you know what? The Word of God shows me that there's only one church, that there's only one faith, and one Lord, and one baptism. I'm at home today. I've been at home all week. I ain't got a thing that's in my pathway. I've got it under the blood. And before you can get things straightened up, you're going to have to clear the pathway. You're going to have to get things fixed up. You're going to have to get things under Jesus. Go to him. Look what John says. Amen. 8th verse. I'm going to read 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all. It didn't say a part. It said all sin. Amen. And if we say that no sin, if we say then we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Now here's some help. If we confess our sin, he is faithful. Why, praise God, and he is just, and amen, and to forgive us of our sin. You got to get it under the blood. You got to get it under the blood. Boy, Christian church members, Eddie, they're afraid. They're ashamed at times. I don't understand it. To take it to the Lord, to come to the altar, amen. It's true. And boy, I sat back as a young man many a times, Vic, and the Lord would convict my heart, and I had things that was blocking my pathway, and things of the world. I had my eyes on things of the world or things on the job, but it all was of the world. It was not of God. Amen. And I'd listen to the preaching, and I'd get up and walk out the door, and my heart wasn't fixed, and I had things undone. And then preacher, the devil come to my house and tried to bust my home. And friend, what you got to do, you got to get the pathway clear out of your life before the Lord will move in. He said to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Why, we've got God's Word. Amen. And John says, and we've got sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And we've got a high advocate. Amen. We've got a heavenly Father that's seated down on the right hand of the Father, making intercessions. And for who? And for you and me. And we as church folk, and what we'll carry around and unwanted things in our lives. What we got to do is clear the pathway. Amen. That's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. A lot of folks have set aside. Brother Roger mentioned on it about revival. Amen. And revival's good. It don't start. It's already going on. You got to get in it. Camp meeting and has a date that is starting, but it'll never end. And friend, listen, and we got to get back and spread the wealth of God. Amen. Well, we got to be persistent in our prayer. Number two, amen. Amen. Book of Luke chapter 18. And, amen. We've got to be persistent. And here definitely shows us that there was a woman. Amen. And she was very persistent. And I'm not going to read it. But you look at it there in the first verses and all. And come on down. And this judge, for her coming to him. And he was an unjust judge. But she was persistent in her prayer. Friend, listen. Just because you prayed about your friend, your daughter, your son, and your granddaughter's son or what, your neighbor 2 months ago, and if God put them on your heart, you better take them to the Lord every day. That's your duty. Be why, preacher? Because God laid it on your heart. You got to be persistent in it. Now, if you've getting some things and worked out of your life and you're going to clear the pathway, and you better be persistent in it. Hey, God is not the respect of persons. No, sir, at all. There's not one person that's in here that's any greater in the eyes of God. Friend, but let me tell you this, that you that is sitting here lost and that don't know Jesus Christ, amen, as your personal Savior. You are the special guest today. And why, Jesus Christ, he came and he bled and he died. Well, in glory, he arose on that third appointed day for you. And you've heard the word and word preached. And you sat back. You're going to have to be persistent today. Brother Mike said last night, maybe you've heard the word or the other night. Maybe you've heard the word of God preached. His word said he could turn a deaf ear to you, Roger. Have you been there? Are you there tonight? Are you there yesterday? Boy, preacher, I just love to feel that conviction power of God. My father was there at the time in his life, Roger. And he said to me, Mike, how's he going to hear? And Bill, I know enough of this. He told me, God, his word said that he'll not hear a sinner's prayer. No, Dad, he won't, is what I told him. But what's he want to hear out of your mouth is, oh, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. That's the cry he'll hear. But you're going to have to get persistent in it. You're going to have to get things cleared out of your pathway. Amen. You're going to have to be persistent in it. Amen. Now, we're at number three. I'm going to hit two. And you're going to have to rest in his promises. And the book of Matthew chapter 7, it says, and ask and you shall receive. And amen. And seek and you shall find. And knock, preacher, and the door be opened unto you. And hey, you're going to have to take and hold on, church member, unto God's holy word. It is written for you. It is written for me. And we're going to have to trust him, Brother James, in his holy word and rest in his word. And know that he's in control. When you get things cleared out of your pathway, amen, and you get, amen, you start getting persistent with your prayer, you're going to have to rest in it. There's things that just don't come overnight. But through Christ, through the Spirit of God, there is a such thing as godly wisdom and patience, experience and hope. Amen. You're going to have to rest in it. Amen. So you're going to have to might ask, and you'll receive. Might not be on your time, but it'll be on God's time. And the door will be open unto you. And you're going to have to seek, and you shall find. God loves his people. I say it down at Olive Branch all the time.
Amen, Vic. God's people's not ignorant. Amen. When it comes to His promises, even though sin might be in your life and got you buffaloed, clouded up, whatever you want to say and whatever excuse you want to say. But friend, let me tell you, if the love of God is in your heart, you need to fix your eyes upon Him. He loves you. This world hates Christians, hates God. Everything out there today, yesterday, is to tear down what God's principles and truth is. Friend, we're here today. We need to be persistent. We need to get our pathway clear. We need to rest in the Lord. If God's going to move things in your life, if you've prayed about it this week, amen, that your people get saved, why, what a blessing it was yesterday to see somebody come and accept Jesus Christ. And it's been a long time of waiting, is what I understood. Amen. But if you've come this week and you've laid it down and you're persistent in it and you've cleared the pathway out and you've come and laid it down to the Lord, you're going to have to rest in His promise. That He's going to fulfill it. Too many times we get weary. Like I said the other night, in well doing. Amen. He told Christ. Christ told to the disciples. Amen. For the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Friend, it's here today. All of our flesh gets weak. A lot of times we look to the last day. Why, this is the great day. And we look at it, friend. It doesn't end. It's the duty of the church to come back to your home base and, amen, be excited about what Jesus is doing. And He's on the throne and He's alive and He's alive. Amen. Back to 1 John. This time over in chapter 5. 14th verse. Now, listen, after we start resting in the Lord's promise and that, amen, we're going to have to trust Him. He said, and this is the confidence that we have in Him. Who's He talking to? He's talking to the church. He's talking to the born again. He's talking to those that are washed in the blood of the Lamb. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according, that He will hear us, heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know what we have, the petitions that we desire of Him. And friend, listen, God's going to pull it through. If you're saved, if you've cleared out that pathway, amen. It's time to full. Amen. Nobody can sit and fool what? Now what you're going to have to do, last has laid on my heart, you're going to have to wait for the peace of God. Amen. You're going to have to trust in the peace of God. Amen. Now there are going to come times, there are going to come days, and we might meet back, pastors, amen, years from now, and still say, you know what, on that very first annual camp meeting, Vic, I laid something down at the altar, and I still haven't seen it. I may be looking for that power of God. Maybe I come for my home, and maybe I've got things undone, but I got them fixed tonight. Friend, let me tell you, and you're going to have to wait on the peace of God in your heart and knowing that He's got it all under His control. Colossians 3, chapter 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts to the watch. Also, you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. I am certainly thankful, brother, amen, for this wonderful camp meeting that God has blessed us therein. And, Brother Sonia Edna, and each and every one and that's in the congregation and, this morning, there is things I've had to come and lay it down and here at the altar. And, what are you talking about, preacher? And, why can't you go back down the olive branch and lay it down? For God showed me here is where I needed to lay it down. And, now I'm going to tell you like this. It's time to wait on the peace of God, for it is good and He is in control. Amen. You're going to have to look to Him. He'll bring it through. He'll bring it through. Amen. Clear that pathway. Be persistent in it. In your prayer. Amen. Rest in the Lord's promise. Now wait on His peace. It's promised. He'll do it for all. He'll do it for me. I laid in the bed till 2 o'clock this morning. My heart was so busting with things that's going on in folks' lives. And then the word of God come unto me. I had to get up and write a few things down. But I fear myself, for it's weary. I might forget. Amen. But God don't forget, does He? We need to wait on the peace of God, for He's in control. To this world, He might not look like He's in control. But Brother Roger, He's in control. And friend, if He's in control of your life, you're going to have to wait on Him. And if you're a Christian and you're having hard difficulties this week, you're going to have to clear the pathway. Amen. You're going to have to come to the altar. You're going to have to get things, amen, your prayer life. You're going to have to get it straightened up. Then you're going to have to rest in Him. And then the peace of God will come and it'll fill your heart up. Amen. Come on. Y'all want to do altar call or what? Or with one of these other preachers and have it. But I'm going to tell you, it's altar time. You need to come right now. You need not.